5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
With Grubhub, there's no fees on restaurant orders over $50. You eat the food, Grubhub will eat the fees.
Wait, Grubhub is going to eat the fees?
Wait, like the receipts?
It's a metaphor. No delivery fees, no service fees. Only on Grubhub.
Grubhub will eat the fees!
Details at Grubhub.com.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring, boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts. It's
Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
First of all, you looked spry and good yesterday. Where are you at? Is it just sprinting now? What are the things you can do or can't do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing everything to the best of my abilities, pushing myself, out there on the field, seeing what I'm capable of, because I really don't know until I go try. And that's been, you know, a lot of the process that I've been following, you know, is kind of along the lines of, let's go outside and try it and see if it hurts, and if it doesn't, it's in a good spot and let's keep building on it. So taking ground balls is a big step. You know, sprinting is definitely, you know, challenging, but the last step is just to run bases and slide. So I'm working up towards that, and I'm working, you know, diligently in the cage, trying to get those swings in, the volume up, the intensity is there. I'm swinging 100% for a lot of swings a day, and I'm responding well to it. And I'm sprinting as fast as I can, you know, which isn't very at all.
Sometimes it's the same.
But that's the thing about the sprint is just the effort level. So I am running at 100% effort. I don't know, you know, if it's considered a sprint or not, but I'm really pushing myself in that regard. And I'm just trying to see how I come in every single day, and try to get out there on the field as much as possible, within, like, understanding I'm still in a rehab process, not trying to let the advancement of the group outside dictate, like, what I'm capable of doing. So yeah, I'm just trying to stay within myself right now.
When you were out there yesterday, was that the first time that you've been able to do sort of like the exercises that you did, the drills that you did with everybody else, or had you done that before?
Yeah, I've been taking ground balls really since mid-December, and been hitting since early December. So I've been out doing the things, feeling ready for yesterday and the day before. They were huge days in my rehab process that I've been looking forward to for a long time. A couple months ago, yesterday was all I was looking forward to, you know, trying to make that first squad practice, because that was a big benchmark for me to meet. And I did it, and everybody was pleasantly surprised with how they thought I looked, which was really encouraging. I was really happy that everybody else was relieved to see me in good spirits. You know, that means a lot to me, what everybody thinks in here. And for them to have positive feedback just affirmed to me that I'm doing the right things. So yeah, the workout yesterday was a big step in the right direction, and I'm really happy.
You must have been pumped. I mean, like that, not only did actually get a chance to do it, but to do it as well as you did. And then I know you said you got good feedback, but I'm just telling you like how I looked at it. I'm like, if I just looked at you, I was like, oh, there you go. Mid-season, like, there's no difference at all, you know?
Yeah. I've been, you know, so fortunate to have a great training staff, like, supporting me the whole time. My teammates instilling that confidence in me that they're going to need me at some point in this year has been my motivation for everything. So a credit to them and just keeping me, you know, grounded, because it was a long process, and at any point, like, I could have gotten discouraged, but it was them, like, holding me accountable and making sure that I was going to be a big part of this year, of them knowing that I was going to be a big part of this year. So they've just been, you know, in my corner the whole time. So
do you feel,
I just have a good support system.
Do you feel that in a whole lot of ways that...
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
You know, because like when someone goes through Tommy John surgery, they basically fine-tune every part of their body. Like, you obviously look in great shape. Do you think in a lot of ways that you're even better shape because you've had the opportunity to work on whatever it is, your weight or whether your fitness or whatever it is? Or am I looking into it too much? Probably, right?
I mean, I couldn't walk for 2 months. I couldn't run for 7 months. I could lift in the weight room as much as I could walk with, and this has been a grueling process that I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. And every day is a new challenge, and I wake up with different feelings of soreness or achiness or pain that I gotta work through. And I think being in good shape is a standard. I think it's the bare minimum for a professional athlete. So for me to be in great shape, it's a part of the job, and I don't see it as an accomplishment at all. It's something that I'm going to do every single day from here on out for the rest of my life. It's not just because I want to play good first base. So I'm just really lucky to be surrounded by a lot of great people that hold me accountable and want the best for me.
How did you feel this morning after going through that stuff? Good?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was my 8th straight day doing activities. So today was a lighter day for me, a little more of a recovery day. Just pushing it that many days in a row, running ground balls, hitting. It was a benchmark that I had wanted to meet, because I'm expected to go every single day once I hit the ground running. But every day I wake up a little differently. But once I get out there, get warm, and I see the fellas out there, and we all got our hats and gloves on, it just feels like natural instinct to like bounce around, be on a hop, show good attitude, and give my best effort regardless of how I'm feeling. And I'm just happy about the feedback I've been getting.
Because people ask, and I don't have the answer to it. Like, so when you cover yourself up, it's for skincare, or is it?
I'm just cold. Yeah, it's what, 75 out there? I'm not used to that.
All right. I mean, again, people ask. I don't know. I don't have any answer. I don't know. If you said it's to protect your skin, that's fine. If it's you're cold, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm just cold.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Feel the rush. Live thoroughbred racing is happening now at Laurel Park, the Players Track. Every Friday through Sunday, the gates open at 11 a.m. and the action starts at noon. Free admission, fast-paced racing, and real wagering excitement from start to finish. Pick your horses, place your bets, chase the win. From live racing and simulcast action to great food, special events, and nonstop sports viewing, Laurel Park is where the action lives. Come, win, play. Visit LaurelPark.com.